We're discussing the future of farming and takeaways from Farm Technology Days that wrapped up in Eau Claire. Did you go? Showcasing the latest advancements in agriculture. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin State Farmer says tens of thousands of people turned out, including Governor Evers, who tweeted afterward that the three-day event is a proud tradition in our state. Farmers, what tech innovations have you found most useful? Which ones have caused more headache and stress? 800-642-1234. Ernie Jennerman is general manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. His roots run deep in ag, growing up on a Wisconsin dairy farm with memories of going to what was then called Farm Progress Days. Ernie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Matt Gluin is here, outgoing show manager and former UW Extension ag agent for decades. Matt, welcome to you.
Well, good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, Matt. Let's start with you. You had hundreds of commercial demonstrations by vendors, educational exhibits. Can you give us a sense of what Farm Tech Days was like?
Well, I think it would be kind of difficult to even imagine if you hadn't attended. We have over 500 exhibitors spread out over about a 70-acre area. A lot of them are outside. Some of them are under tents. And they're there exhibiting their products that are just every imaginable input that farmers would use in their crop and livestock production programs.
So every imaginable input, basically every type of product or tractor or any implement that you would have on your operating on your farm, you were able to kind of see it up close.
That's right. But it goes well beyond that because a lot of the products are biological innovation, not only mechanical or engineering type of things. A lot of the things make life easier, make the farmers more productive. So there's a vast array. And then we've got also the human side of agriculture, the business side, the farm management consultants, the agronomists, accountants that all provide services or assistance to the producers.
Yeah, it's a business after all. Ernie, you know, with COVID last year, what was this comeback like for you?
Well, one of the things that I think we need to note is as many industries, ag industry did not shut down during COVID. Cows needed to be milked every day, and the crops were put in and crops were cared for and harvested. So in the ag world, it was a difficult time because all the same concerns everybody else had about family health and supply chain issues have been a big factor. But the work went on, and it was a demanding year. So I think this it was good to have the show this year because the development of technology continued as well, and farmers and farms evolved and their needs evolved. And so it was good to get an opportunity to showcase those technology again, and then to connect with people. This show was it was kind of like a coming out party because the folks have not been able to meet face to face for a good part of a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they took that opportunity. And the show is an opportunity to see new technology. It's also an opportunity to connect with customers. And that was one of the things I heard as I talked to vendors is, not only were they meeting new people and seeing people that had new interests and needs, but they also were able to reconnect with existing customers. And, and that's important to the whole process because that feedback on how things work, that all enters into, the process going forward.
And the decisions you make. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So I think it was a great opportunity for people to get out and see each other again. And so it was something that everybody looked forward to. And, we were fortunate to have, three great days.
We're talking with Arnie Jennerman and Matt Gluin. They manage the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days as we get a recap and a window into farming advancements. With your thoughts, are you a farmer? What technological innovations have you found most useful? What tech out there is maybe not so useful to you or that needs to evolve further? 800-642-1234. Arnie, picking up on something you said there, one of the issues on a dairy farm is the cows never stop milking, right? So you can never really take time off unless you have someone to do the milking for you. How has technology progressed in milking?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I think that we hear this all the time, you know, have to be big to survive. And, you know, the interesting thing about Wisconsin agriculture and especially dairying, if you look around, there's still a wide array of sizes of farms. And somewhere along the continuum, farmers have to make a decision of how much outside help they're going to depend on. You know, can they operate with their family alone, or do they, do they have to get into the business of, you know, hiring help and dealing with all the complexities that go with that? And so that's one area where, especially in dairying, you've seen some of the automation with robotics, where a family can possibly handle a larger herd and still have occasionally have some time off. So I think in dairying especially, we've seen those decisions, on technology become part of the family decision. You know, who's going to run the farm, and can we make the investment? Should we make the investment? And, you know, what kind of lifestyle do we want to have? And sometimes that's really important to the decision of the next generation to stay on the farm. You know, they see the 7 day a week, 24/7/365 kind of lifestyle that farmers have had traditionally. And, you know, they see other opportunities. And if you can apply technology and make the operation, more livable and
improve quality of life,
family environment, quality of life, get away once in a while, I think that enters into the decision as well, as does the cost, of course, and, you know, what it can do to your operation.
Yeah. So, Matt, what do you see there? And, you know, I'm curious, with labor shortages on the farm, what have you seen by way of driverless tractors? Are they coming online in the near future?
Well, with the advent of the incredible accuracy with GPS and then marrying that to computer systems, we're able to do all kinds of things out in the field, from, you know, driverless tractors that get a lot of publicity. But the big thing we can do now is, instead of treating a 40-acre field all the same, we can measure production.
Hey, Matt, we're having a little bit of difficulty hearing you. So I don't know if it's an issue of just speaking more clearly into the phone, but we're having just a little bit of tech issues on our end. Go ahead.
Sure, I'll try to do that.
Yeah, there we go.
A little closer. So anyway, they can measure productivity in different parts of the field and then apply inputs at different levels, which not only reduces cost, increases production, but helps protect the environment. So if we don't have to apply additional amounts of fertilizer to parts of the field that don't require it, that, you know, like I said, reduces cost and protects the environment. And that's kind of what technology does in general for many parts of agriculture.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, though, the risk and reward here, because you sink all this money and debt into that technology or that tractor, that combine, that sprayer, and you got the precision, you know, seeders and the satellite guided accuracy to an inch, maybe less. But does it improve your yield? Is the cost benefit there?
Oh, I'm sure it does. In just about every case, farmers, if they're still farming, have become very astute on the financial side of things and very careful with their dollars. So for the most part, they wouldn't be investing in this technology if it wasn't beneficial to them, if it wasn't beneficial to the environment. And some of the technology that comes out may have a very short life, or some has, simply because it didn't produce the kind of production and financial returns that it was touted to do. And so farmers are pretty quick to drop that kind of technology.
Ernie, can you put that in perspective? What are the technology costs associated with a small to medium sized farm?
Well, if you look at some of the machinery that was at the show, there's really a wide range depending on capacity and features. But, you know, it's not too hard this day and age to spend $500,000 on a combine or more, and on a tractor. So those are huge investments. And, those have to be made back, 100 pounds of milk at a time or a bushel of corn at a time. So you really have to, have a pretty sharp pencil to work that out, make sure it pencils out. before you make those investments. And as Matt said, you know, we're buying this equipment, it has to last for a period of time, it has to work in our operation. And I think that's the other thing that is, I think, noteworthy of the show, and I think noteworthy of how marketing to agriculture works. We see the technology, but we really want to know how it's going to work in our operation, because the farm is very, it's kind of, you see one farm, you've seen one farm. There's similarities, but there's also a lot of differences in soils. There's differences in the rest of the system, because this all has to fit into a system that the farmer has. Matt mentioned the precision agriculture. On the one hand, you have the application of fertilizer and pesticides and, you know, crop protection products. But the other side of that is you need the equipment on your combine, for example, to measure yield right down to a spot in the field.
So
when you make the investment in the crop protection application, you also have to have the inputs, the data to drive that equipment.
It's a chain of events. Want to pause right there, Ernie. Ernie Jennerman, who is the incoming general manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Matt Gluin here as well has been general manager of the event for nearly a decade. Do you work in ag? How have things changed since you started? What improvements would you like to be made in the field? Has technology made dairy farming in particular more efficient? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the latest in farm technology and equipment and the wrap-up of Farm Technology Days in Eau Claire. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Thousands of people converged on the Chippewa Valley to commune, to hear from area farmers and vendors, to share their processes. Did you go to Farm Tech Days? What did you learn? What technology advancements have been a game changer for your farming operations? 800-642-1234. Ernie Jennerman and Matt Gluin, they're with Farm Tech Days, and they stay with us. So, Matt, with so much technology, I would imagine it could be really hard to keep track of the latest developments and the latest products. How does Farm Tech Days help to simplify that process for farmers?
Well, obviously, we all have the internet available to us, and most farmers, I think, are actively pursuing information and technology on the internet. But it's so much easier and probably so much more fun to just walk the streets at Farm Tech Days and kind of have it presented to you in a way that makes sense, is easy to digest, and so. That's why farmers attend Farm Tech Days, is because it's just it's a lot easier than searching it all out on their own.
I would imagine, too, talking with a vendor face-to-face, you would, A, develop a relationship, and, B, you can ask your questions on the spot.
Right. It's just a whole lot easier, particularly if the technology isn't new or familiar to you. Getting some explanation. Of course, you know, you probably get a little sales pitch with that too, so you have to be able to sort that all out. But but I think farmers typically enjoy the face-to-face interactions with vendors at the show.
Ernie, I want to touch on the right to repair movement and the pushback against manufacturers that limit who can repair the equipment, right? As you know, some companies that make farm equipment only allow repairs at their own dealerships. And that could be changing under the Federal Trade Commission and President Biden. But what do you hear from first farmers on this issue?
Well, I think, you know, it would be similar to, you know, if you had those kind of limits on your car. I think it's a complex issue, and there certainly are two sides of it. And of course, you know, you're going to hear the kind of horror stories from both sides. So I think we need to take a balanced approach when we look at something like that. On the one hand, I think the manufacturers, and I haven't talked to them in great detail on the issue, but they've invested in the technology, and they also are concerned about its proper use and the protection of the technology, just as anybody in that field would be. So we have to be a little careful that we don't have a negative impact on the motivation for them to introduce technology. So we want to continue to see technology coming into our products. On the other hand, you know, the maintenance of that is expensive, and you know, the free, anytime you tell somebody you can do something, we react to that. So I think if you buy a piece of equipment, you spend $500,000 on it, you think you own it, and somebody says, no, you can't open that up and fix it on your own, that I think is a concern too. So I think I would suggest that we need to take a balanced approach, and whatever we come up with, be careful that we don't hinder the ability to see the new technology, to have, make it available. At the same time, we need to be concerned with the cost and also the timeliness of being able to repair and keep things in operation. So I think it's, as with any of those issues, it's a very complex issue. And I from my perspective, with the ag industry, we want to, you know, make sure we keep seeing technology and we keep motivating manufacturers to make it available. But we need to make sure it's cost effective and we have the flexibility to use it in our systems. So I think I would kind of leave it at that. It's a very complicated issue, and then we'll be watching it closely, as many will on all from all perspectives.
Matt, weigh in here. What do farmers do when a piece of equipment breaks down?
Well, unfortunately, just like Ernie mentioned with our cars, a lot of the technology has made repair beyond even somebody with pretty good basic skills. So it's kind of a catch-22. You want the technology, you want to have it available and use it, but then there are the issues with dealing with maintenance and repair. And you know, you mentioned one that's kind of been on the burner now for a little while.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, from your perspective, then, would the right to repair movement benefit local farmers, or how do you walk that line with manufacturers?
Well, obviously, you know, you want to, like Ernie said, timeliness and cost is all factors in allowing farmers to repair. And there's just a wide spectrum of ability among farmers to maintain and repair things. So it wouldn't be an issue if there weren't some real big, difficult questions involved.
Yeah. We're talking with Mac Lewin and Ernie Jennerman. They manage the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Taking your questions about farming into the future as well at 800-642-1234. You know, Ernie, one of the issues in farming is what happens with the next generation and passing these farms down, and what if the kids don't want to run the farm? You know, what are you seeing there in terms of education about farming, that it is a career option, and that, you know, and attracting young people to the profession?
Well, that's a great question, and I think the folks at the Eau Claire show did a great job of showcasing the various career opportunities in agriculture and surrounding agriculture. I think when we think about agriculture, it's not just the farms, it's everything that goes into supporting them, and, you know, the products going in and the products coming out. So there are just a lot of career opportunities associated with agriculture, and not all of them are right on the farm. We have a lot of support efforts, and, you know, many of the things we've just talked about, and all that technical equipment needs to be understood and be able to repair and integrate is the other factor. Just as with your home computer, the software has to work. So there's a lot of career opportunities in agriculture, and that's one of the things we like to feature at Farm Technology Days, to get future generations of young folks that are on farms or involved in agriculture, and those that aren't, to understand what those opportunities are. But that's going to be ongoing. And as with all technology, it changes. So it's going to be an ongoing learning process for everybody in the industry. So that really was one of the focuses at Farm Technology Days. And then the other thing I heard from farmers and heard from vendors is just the challenges getting staff, getting trained staff to work with the technology and work in their businesses. So there's just tremendous opportunities in the field, and I think that's going to be ongoing. So I hope we convince some young folks at the show in Eau Claire to consider agriculture and the surrounding industries as a career opportunity.
Matt, final thoughts there on career opportunities and your takeaways from Farm Tech Days.
Well, you know, I've been around agriculture now for 40 plus years, and I can remember when young people were kind of discouraged by their parents and others about being involved in agriculture. I just see the opposite now. I see young people going back to their family farms and lots of opportunity for them. I see them, as Arnie mentioned, going into the support areas, the support technology. So it's changed a lot in the last years, and it's a wide open career field today.
Well, Matt, thank you for joining us. And Arnie, thank you as well. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, Kate. Thanks for having us on.
Arnie,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Matt Gluin there, who is the outgoing manager for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Arnie Jennerman, the general manager. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.